This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, stripping strippers strapped. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you wear a bow tie, collar, and cuffs and nothing else, will the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board take notice? Chippendales is in the business of providing adult entertainment services for women, and one of the standards of dress, or rather undress, for the male strippers is that they wear only a bow tie, collar, and shirt cuffs, an outfit that Chippendales sought to trademark. These cases, by the way, are described as dealing with trade dress, which is the packaging of a product. The board concluded the cuffs and collar mark is not inherently distinctive, that it's not unusual for exotic dancers to wear provocative uniforms, such as a doctor wearing only a stethoscope, a construction worker wearing only a utility belt, or a cowboy wearing only chaps and a 10-gallon hat. The board also concluded the cuffs and collar mark was obviously inspired by the Playboy bunny suit. Chippendales argued its trademark would be limited to men only, but the court called it as it saw it in an off-the-cuff opinion that basically, off the cuffs. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.